Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat. The show is about to start.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Phoebe.
This is Mike.
This is episode number 46 of the Mike and Phoebe Show, and today we're talking about funny news.
Ooh.
And I got a lot of funny news for you. This is all me today.
Yeah, it's not, all you.
Mike was, you know, really busy working on other stuff, so doing editing and whatnot. So these are my picks of funny news. And you know, when if you're just new here joining us, funny news is what we do is I just look at random headlines, funny headlines, not serious ones. This is all funny ones. And, you know, we make assumptions.
Yes.
We don't read the headlines all the way through. We don't get the full story. We just go based on our assumptions and what we believe the story told and what happened in the story. And then we might jump into reading the headlines. We're not sure.
Yeah, well, usually we read the major headline, but we don't usually read the story.
Yes.
So then we just basically get the major gist of it. It's
That's
almost
right.
like, you know, looking at the book at its cover.
That's right. Looking at the picture.
Yeah, looking at the picture on the cover. And,
correct.
Okay, I already know what the book is about. So
yes, and maybe we might jump into the jacket of the book, maybe if we have time, but you know, so that's basically it. So we're gonna go jump right into it. Some of my stories are from TikTok, you know, because everything on TikTok is real and true.
Okay, just like just like it was when it was on Facebook, huh?
That's right. That's right. So I'm not even going to click on it. I just, you know, I'm just going to read you the headline. So a bird suspected of being a spy will be released after being in bird jail for a month in China.
Bird jail?
Yes, bird jail. And if you recall, a couple episodes back in Funny News, I did report about a bird going in bird jail.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yes, it was a while ago, a few episodes ago. Now, this is a follow-up to that.
Oh.
Yes, we are following up on that.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think happened? Okay, so he was being suspected of being a spy, you know, and this is in China again. And so he got put up in bird jail. But what do you think happened? What was he suspected of saying, number one, or cooing?
No, tweet, 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 tweet.
He was tweeting.
He was tweeting too much.
The dang bird was tweeting. He's talking smack. He said, brr, what's up? Brr, hey, yeah, hey, hey, brr, brr. And then word got around, or bird got around, and, you know, his bird buddies were saying, you know what? You got to chill, dude.
Yeah, bird's the word.
You got to keep it hush on the down low, dude, with that smack talk.
And that was his code name, Bird.
Yeah, Bird.
Yeah, but, Bird.
But then Bird was a big bird or little bird? Maybe it was a big bird.
Medium-sized bird.
Yeah, I mean, I like Big Bird.
Yeah. Big Bird can't get around too well.
So then he got caught because he was talking smack. He was tweeting, you know, and he got caught up, but got his little wings in.
Little cuffs. Wings?
He got his wings cuffed, poor thing.
Of course.
And got thrown in bird jail.
True.
But what do you think he was, what was he doing? Do you think he got like all the bird feed in the world when he was there in bird jail for a month?
Could be that. Or, you know, he was squawking too much in the morning.
And, you know, so they got sick of him. They say, you know what? We interrogated him. Maybe they did some non-PETA friendly, you know, interrogation process on him. You know, poor thing.
Maybe and there's no more worms.
Ew.
Because, you know, early bird always gets the worm.
And maybe they couldn't get the information out of him.
No, of course not. Because they can't speak bird. It's a certain code that you got to learn.
So do you know bird?
Oh, I know a little bit of bird. So I'd be the only one that'd be able to talk to him. So.
Yeah, with your bird calls, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So then they released him. They say, you know what? We locked him up for a month. He's not talking. He's not singing like a canary, right?
Oh, no, of course not.
He's keeping his beak shut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
So he's one of those like top CIA, you know, no talk birds. He's really like a vault, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's really, really strong-willed.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't give in to interrogation.
Oh, no.
He says, you know.
He'll take it to his grave.
Yeah. He didn't sing like a canary. So then they released.
Of course, good.
Yeah. So now he's flying about getting all kinds of other intel.
Instead of a fly on the wall, it's a bird on the wall.
So the good news is they released him. Now, good. Whether or not they got other information out of his bird buddies, you know, we don't know.
No, unless they were squawking about it.
Yeah. Other ones are probably singing like a canary right now.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll find out. But that's the follow up to the story. I'm not even going to click on it. And actually, when I saw it on TikTok, I just got the screenshot. And I clicked on it. I didn't click on it to read the screenshot, but I just, you know, grabbed the story and that was it. I didn't listen to the whole video. I didn't see what was going on. So that's based on our assumptions.
Okay, that's right.
Correct assumptions.
Yes.
Yes. Our estimated guesstimates.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. So next story, which I'm not going to click on. I'm just reading the headlines again from TikTok.
Ooh, again.
Very, very backed up information here. So a woman was arrested after texting a guy 1,590 times after just one date.
Whoa.
Clingy. Yes. So that is familiar. One of our, well, anyway, we won't give details, but I've heard of this happening quite a few times.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. In our realm of personal circle here.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't give out information on that. But so, yeah, she a bit clingy, but she was arrested.
A bit clingy.
A bit.
After one date, that's 1,000 something something Texas?
Yes, 159,000 times.
Oh, 159,000 times.
Correct. After just one date, she said, you know what? This guy cute. Okay, check. That's one item Ooh. Off my list. Check. Then maybe he happens to be her height or taller. Check.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course, yes.
Maybe that's a check, you know.
Yes.
Maybe he, you know, makes some money. Okay, check.
Check, of course.
And maybe he has a house of his own. Check.
Check.
Yes, correct.
But what if she hates him? That's check.
Well, you know, that could be check and uncheck. You know, you check the box and you uncheck it.
Yeah, but she's still going to check it because it's like, hey, well, you know, it's I've texted him over 100-something thousand times. Might as well just keep going with it.
And maybe the dude's busy. As we all are in life.
Of course.
We're all adults. We got, you know, jobs. We got kids. We got whatever going on. Guy can't text you back.
Maybe he saw the light and ran.
And maybe it was not even his real number. Boom. What
could
what
be that? Dead. Yeah, could huh? be that. Yeah, but how many? 100-something thousand times?
Yep. 159,000 times. And she got arrested. So what did she get arrested? Okay, so let's see. If she got arrested, that means that the guy got the harassing text.
That's right.
Because he was trying to ghost her. But then he was like, you know what? This woman's okay. She's texting me 1,000 times. Oh, my God. You know, just imagine him scrolling on his phone. Dang, there she is. Bing. There she is. Bing. Again. Bing. So then all that time. And then he's like, you know what? Man, I need to stop this. So he filed a police report because she was arrested. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. She wouldn't get arrested otherwise if he just ignored it.
No. So, but then how would he let it go so long like that in the first place? And how long did it go for? A couple of days, possibly?
The TikTok story did not say. I did not click on it.
Oh, you did. Yeah, that's what you're
I imagine it went on for a little bit.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, because I can't imagine her doing that within like 2 days. But then again, oh boy.
Yeah, because imagine, okay, let's see. So how long does it take a typical person to text? You know, like a minute or so. It depends on what kind of stuff you're texting. If you just say, hey, what's up? You know, thinking about you. Thanks. Okay, let me refer back to 20 plus years ago when I was dating. Then we weren't even really texting then. Because texting was...
Texting cost some money.
If you guys are our age and you remember back in the day in early 2000s, then the text messages were at a cost.
And yeah, and you had to call after 6, 7 o'clock at night in order to make a free phone call.
That's right. That's how old we are, folks. So
we're old.
So, yeah. So, obviously, this is now, you know, in the present time. So, she's just texting, like, and she can copy and paste. Hey, how come I haven't heard from you? Click, send. Hey, what's up? Click, send. Where are you at? Click, send. And now, the abbreviations make it even easier.
Of course, yes.
What is it? What are you up to? What you do? What, you know the abbreviations. What?
So the next question is how old is this girl?
She sounds a little bit young. Maybe 19, 20s,
you know. Yeah, but she could be in her 40s, too.
She could. So let's assume she's younger. Okay, inexperienced millennial.
Okay, all right.
In their 20s and, you know, got no job. Click, click. What are you doing? Click.
Yeah, true.
Where are you at? Click.
Yeah.
Where are you? Click. You know.
Looking for the guy to, you know, support her and, you know, keep on going.
Yeah. We had a fun time. Click. Send. You know, that could be very annoying even if you're not on a freaking date and you're not even dating a person.
But not only that, after so many of them, it starts turning into anger.
Yeah.
You know, why aren't you texting me back? What the hell are you doing? You know, when I find you again or we go out again.
That's right. So dude says, enough. Stop texting. If he's engaging, which I'm guessing he is,
probably.
As we all know, if you keep responding back to a person, stop texting, then they're going to, why aren't you? You're just engaging. You're encouraging that behavior. So I'm guessing guy did that.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, not really smart of guy to do that. But
he probably did it for a while, but then it just got to be too out of hand. So he just said, nope.
Yeah. So then he filed a police report for harassment, I guess. Harassment, stalking. I don't know what else.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. And so girl got arrested. Well, it says woman.
Woman got arrested,
yes,
yeah.
It says
yeah,
woman, yeah. Not young lady or young person, whatever. So, yeah. So, you know, now that's on her record for being clingy. What? Put it on her record.
Clingy.
Clingy. Stage one clinger.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty sad, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, easy come, easy go.
Yeah, I'm sure she's rethinking her things that she did there.
No, she's not.
Her reactions.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
She just said, next time I won't get caught.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So the next story, this comes out of Facebook. A company is offering to pay $1,100 to listen to breakup songs for 24 hours straight.
Breakup songs?
Yeah, breakup songs. So I don't know what the story, I'm not going to click on it. I just saw it on Facebook and said, I like it. Click on the link and save the link. I didn't even read the article. So this is a competition. So I don't know how they're going to keep you, you know, honest and make sure that you're listening to breakup songs. And are they specific breakup songs, you know?
Yeah. And plus also there too is listening to that for 24 hours. You're going to be depressed by the time everything gets done.
Yeah. They don't want you to go to sleep. They don't want you to, you know... I mean, because for 24 hours straight, you got to sleep, dudes.
Yeah, I know. I was like, dang.
Yeah, unless they give you like a break, a lunch break, you know, a sleep break.
Well, maybe that too. Yeah, but it's only $1,000?
Yeah, $1,100. Yes.
$1,100.
Yes, $1,100. And how does that calculate into hourly wage in 24 hours? Let's say some company wants you to work 24 hours straight.
Well, at what, $10, you know, per hour, that'd be, what, $240?
Yeah, so it's
$2,400.
Yeah, so it's even less than that.
Yeah, it's only like $7 an hour.
Yeah, and is it like really angry breakup songs, or is it really sad and depressive ones? Is it ones from the 70s, you know?
Boy, you realize after 24 hours listening to that, you'd have some kind of complex going. Yeah. A major complex.
And can you imagine the people who are signing up? Like, you'd have to, I don't know, you know those competitions, you got to keep your hand on the motorcycle, and if you fall asleep, or the first one that, you know, loses touch from the motorcycle loses.
Yeah.
Those kind of weird competitions.
Yeah, just got to pee on yourself and poop on yourself.
Now, do you think they have you like in a separated room, you know, all the people who are in the competition? Okay, so they're monitoring, you know, they got all the nodes and stuff, the electric nodes on their head, so they know that they're listening, and they know that they're, you know, they're oral, not the oral, the audit, you know, their ears are working, they're listening and not like tuning things out or something. They must monitor this.
They implant something in your ear so you can't get away from it.
Yeah, can you imagine that? They have to monitor.
Yeah, they
would. Give that kind of money?
Yeah.
They can't be done remote. That would be too easy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like the work from home people, you know, yeah. They have a training or something, or you got to keep logged in on work.
Put a video up just on loop all the time. You're sleeping the whole time.
I imagine that they're going to have you at a like a competition area.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody can't, you know, apply for that, especially if it was out in Florida. Like, we can't apply for that because we'd have to fly out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe there's serious competition people, you know?
Yeah.
Just like all the other competitions.
For that $1,100.
Yeah, it's a prize.
Forget that, man. I'm the most depressing person in the world now.
So, talking about earning money in a competition. Now, there's another competition that I saw, again, on TikTok. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
And I saw a video of this. Okay. So, there's a guy. This is a competition that you are forced to be living with 100 roosters and chickens for 24 hours in one room. And you earn $10,000 a day.
Ooh.
10 grand. 10 G's.
100 of those?
Yes. 100 roosters and chickens. See? So it perked your interest. Ooh, he says. Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. What's the link? I'm going to sign up. Ooh.
I'm a shoo-in for that one, boy.
And the room that they put him in was like less than a closet.
Oh.
Tiny. Tiny.
Now that's a little different.
Yeah. It was like a mini apartment studio. You've seen the ones that like out of Japan, China, and then also one in New York now. They have the mini studios.
Yeah, and you got 100 of those in there?
Mm-hmm. 100 roosters and chickens. And I watched a competition, and this was monitored, obviously. So the guy was in a, I would say about 5-6 feet long and maybe like 4-5 feet wide. You know, so he had a little bed, but it was like 3 foot long. So the guy was tall. He was like 6 foot tall.
Wow.
So he couldn't stretch out. And if he was able to stretch out, he had to stretch out at a diagonal. So, and he was still like cramped, like his neck was pushed up against the wall.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say about then 5 foot wide diagonal.
Okay.
Okay. Because he was like 6 foot, 6 foot one. And then it was tall, you know, so he could stand up. But then he had like the little a little kitchenette. The bathroom, he had a bathroom there. So it was big enough to fit a little toilet.
Okay.
But it was super cramped.
True. Yeah.
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 And then he had all the roosters. Wait a minute. I'm getting my competitions totally confused. Sorry. This competition, I remember now, it was in a bigger room. Yeah, it was a bigger room. The size of the studio here. So,
yeah, I know the other one you were talking about.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He had to be in there for 30 days.
Yeah, yeah, because I showed it to you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm getting my competitions.
Yeah, don't get screwed up now.
You know how TikTok is. Once you watch one video, then the algorithm says, push them all out. That's the other one.
Tick-tick.
They're going to force feed you more competition. Okay, so anyway, this particular one was a bigger room. So what is this, like 20 by 20?
No, this is only about a 10 by 15.
Okay, 10 by 15. So maybe that room was a little bit bigger, bigger than that.
Okay.
So he had room for the bed. But yeah, all the chickens and roosters were like, you know, clucking around, you know, walking around and fighting and stuff and pooping. So what he was doing, this one, he was trying to keep his sanity, obviously, because he wanted to stay, you know, throughout the whole competition to earn the most amount of money. So then the way he kept his sanity is he would keep the roosters and chickens off his bed because he didn't want them to poop on his bed.
Yeah.
So he was, you know, kind of pushing them off the bed and stuff. So that was keeping him busy and whatnot. But then eventually, like on the, like, I don't know, 4th, 5th day, whatever it was a while. Then he was sleeping and the chickens were cuddling him.
Oh.
Yeah, because they got close to him.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
They formed an attachment. And then he woke up, was like, oh no, you know, they're on the bed. No, no, no. And, you know, they had already, you know, took a dump
pooped
on the bed.
Pooped and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But they were snuggling with him.
They definitely do that. And after a while, being in that room, the roosters would do it too. Because even though the roosters are supposed to be mean and everything else, after a while, they start, like, you know what? This is a pretty good guy. He hasn't messed with me too much. You know what? I think I'm going to be friends with him.
I'm going to give him a present.
Yeah, that's, here, right all over your face.
So then after a day or so of that, you know, he started to break down and was just like, no, I got to get out. It's too much mentally. Yeah. So, but they did give him 10 grand.
Oh, they gave him 10 grand?
Yeah, or however many days, you know, because he was supposed to be there for X amount of days.
Yeah.
And each day you get 10 grand.
So he was there for 5 days. He got 50,000?
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. So, you know, it was a happy ending for all.
See, I used to have, you know, like 50, 60 chickens with roosters here at the house when I was a kid. So I could do that very easily.
I'll send you the link to sign up if they're still there.
Very, very easy. Come on out to California. I'll sign up. I'll be in there all month.
So, the next story. Oh, that's what the link was. Oh, anyway.
Really?
Okay. Models walk in runway covered in trash.
Oh, no.
That's the TikTok I was looking for, and I done clicked on it, and I saved it. So, you know, all about fashion and high society, high fashion, all that haute couture, whatever that word is. So now the models, not only are they wearing ridiculous outfits, but now they are covered in trash walking down the runway.
Here, put these, used water bottles over your nipples. We'll be good to go.
And we're talking like nasty trash.
Yeah, I know. It's basically they just pick it right up off the ground. Okay, here, slather that all over yourself. That looks good.
Yeah, like dirt, poo, fecal matter.
Can you imagine that, putting that down in the area of the Netherlands region?
Netherlands. Yeah, it's gross. It's grody. I don't know why. Whoever the fashion designer was for this, I don't know what their inspiration was, that they just wanted, they saw someone rolling around in the dirt, in the trash, in the food, you know, the dumpster, whatever.
What is their thought process for that?
They said, you know what, that will look good on the runway. And they said, oh, there's my inspiration, sold. I'm going to just
get trash and here, put this on and just go with it.
Yeah, I'm going to hire my models. I'm going to just throw trash all over them. You know, old food stuff. So you know how old food smells.
Yeah, nasty, I know. Rotten food.
That's what it was. It was nasty.
So are we going back to the old times when, you know, trash smells good and perfume says, no, ooh, that smells, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to send you that link to, so you can look at it.
And I get the whole part, too, where, you know, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Yes.
I get that part, yes. But to slather that all over a woman? No.
Oh, but it was not only women. It was men as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were skinny. You know how models are. They don't eat. And then now they have to have old trash, old food smells on them.
So now, is both of them naked and they have all this stuff all on them?
No, I think they had like bikini stuff. You know, they were covered. Oh,
okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, a guy, there's no way. Here, just here, slide that over that. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
You know, and it's kind of like how Lady Gaga years ago had that meat dress in one of those awards. You know, it's like that, but like amplified times 1,000.
Ugh.
On the ridiculous level.
I got some old socks that has holes. Here, put that on, guy.
Yeah, so that's supposed to be, you know, high fashion now. So that's what we anticipate to see in high fashion in the next spring or so.
What is gone wrong with people?
Yeah, and then you remember I showed you the video of models. This is a different show.
Yeah.
I think, who was it? I forgot. They had their models walking in mud.
Yeah.
That was in the runway.
Well, that I can, you know, for women I can see because mud wrestling and stuff like that.
Oh,
but,
come the freck on. Are you joking right now?
But now, wait a minute. I'm only saying for the mud wrestling part. I mean, like if they're naked or whatever. Okay, I get that part. But as a full, like...
They had dirty outfits on.
Fashion? Nah,
yeah, it's high fashion, you know, and they were, yeah. You know, now I remember watching back in the shutdown days where we were still kind of half-assed shut down, but not really, and we were trying to stay in the COVID guidelines, whatever it was, and then we were starting to open up, and then in France, they were wanting to do the fashion shows again, and they did it outside, you know, which was fine back then, and then they had... people walking like in the freaking streets, and they had, it wasn't like clean streets because this was in France, but it was like dirty and nasty and gross, and people just walking in the dark. You know, they had some lights. It was really like post-apocalyptic kind of look.
That's what they were going for.
Yeah, like yeah. Mad Max kind of look. Yeah, you know, that's what but they were going like for. Worse by 1,000 times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
so yeah. That's the new hot look, I guess, from now on. So if you got ripped clothes, if you looking grummy, grimy, you didn't take a shower for days, you could qualify as a model.
Yeah. If things start popping out, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Just keep it under wraps.
It's all part of the show.
So another story, again, from TikTok.
Oh, boy.
They have an endless supply of stories.
Tick, tick.
Yeah. A man hides half a kilo of cocaine under his what? Toupee. Oh. Not under his, you know, his clothes.
He's got a high forehead that day, didn't he?
He didn't have like a big old, you know, jacket. You know, those kind of jackets that have the big overcoats.
Yeah,
and all
true.
Of a sudden
yeah.
you can
yeah.
like open it. You got all kinds of little compartments and then whoosh.
What do you want today? I got something here. Oh, wait a minute. I got that on the other side. Hold on.
Not one of those, but in his toupee.
Yeah.
So, and half a kilo, that's a lot. I don't know how much a kilo is, but I imagine half a kilo seems like a lot.
His toupee was really high that day.
Yeah, he had one of those like really curly, you know, full like afro toupee probably. And where he could like hide combs, he could hide, you know, a water bottle.
Another woman.
You know, if he fluffed it up right, he can hide, you know, where he has his little stash, you know. Oh. So
I'd hide a turkey in there for Thanksgiving.
So that's where he chose to hide. And he went to the airport, apparently. Or I don't know where this was at. I'm going to assume it's the airport. Let's put him in the airport. Let's say he was going from Colombia, you know, because that's where stuff happens. Colombia to another part of Colombia. And
to the United States.
Yeah, probably, you know. And, you know, he was, you know how it is. If you're transporting, you're desperate. You're not thinking, whatever, right? So he says, you know what? I'm done hiding stuff in my overcoat.
Of course.
I don't want to put stuff in my pocket.
No.
Not, you know, stuff it down his pants.
No, because it's getting too close to other orifices.
And he's done putting it, you know, up his patootie. He says, "Now we did that. I almost died.
Yeah. I got way too high.
Yeah. And, you know, they had to pump my stomach because it almost bust.
Yeah, of course.
So we're not going to do that. So he can't put it in his ear. You know, half a kilo of coke is a little bit much in his ears.
No, so that's why he puts it underneath his toupee.
Yeah.
So he figures that will kind of, you know, seep down into his brain a little bit. And he's good to go.
And can you imagine him prepping, you know, in the beginning of the day? He's like, okay. How can I hide? Okay, I got one spot here. Then he moves his hair, his full hair. Then he's got to fluff it up a little bit, you know, to hide it. Then he's got another little vial. Then he's got to, you know, fluff it up and make it look nice and not like weird looking, you know.
And then comb it with a little comb.
He's got to comb it. Know, he's got to style his hair.
You got to fluff it out. Like, man, that looked pretty dang good.
Good hair day. Yeah, let's go. I look good.
In the 70s, man.
And then he got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he's going to go back to jail, you know, for transporting and all kinds of fun stuff.
Dude, you normally look everywhere else. Why are you looking underneath the metal toupee?
And do you think it was like sutured to his head? Or do you think it was like a temporary toupee? You know how, you know what? Today I feel fluffy. I feel like I want to go big today. So he's got the big toupee.
I think what he did was super glue.
Super glue stays on forever.
Oh, I know it does.
You remember seeing that one girl, the Gorilla Glue girl?
Yeah.
Dumb girl.
That's what he used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I imagine he's got like different wigs, different toupees for different days. Whatever his mood is that day. You know, maybe he wants a comb over look.
No,
you know?
What he did was he heard our podcast about that one man lady before, and he says, that's a good idea.
Which one?
The one with the lady actually, you know, Gorilla Glue.
Oh, Gorilla Glue.
So he heard our podcast and says, you know what? I like that idea. You know what? I could smuggle cocaine everywhere now. He probably did it once. So, you know what? Hey, that worked.
And he got through.
And he got through. So then he's like, I'll do it again.
The drug-sniffing dogs didn't catch him because it was up high.
Yeah, they sniff everywhere else. Yeah. everywhere else than what they're supposed to.
So the end of the story, the moral of the story is he got caught because he obviously made it to headline news. He made it to TikTok news. So he definitely got caught.
Headline news. There you go. Headline news.
So up next, another guy getting caught. You know, this is all the moral of the story is if you do stupid stuff, you're going to get caught.
Well, they think they're not.
Yeah. So this guy, he's at an airport. And this one, I just saved the link. So a guy at the Boston airport got caught having mysterious meat in his luggage. And guess what it was? Mummified monkey meat.
What?
Ew. Ew.
Mummified monkey meat?
Yes. So for some reason, he was transporting. He was at the Boston airport transporting mummified monkeys in his suitcase. I don't know if it was like a full monkey. Again, I didn't click on the link. I just saw the headline. Boom. Sounds interesting. Save it.
Boy, he wasn't monkeying around, was he?
No, he was not. He was not monkeying around. So
wow.
It was, maybe it was a full mummified monkeys, you know, because it was, I just barely saw a quick picture of it. It had like three little faces. So I think it was like the full mummified little monkeys.
Were they like art at the time when they mummified them?
I don't know. You know how they do taxidermy and stuff?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
What,
so
know,
then,
yeah.
And he was in Boston flying, either flying in or flying out. I don't know. But it was a domestic area here in Boston. And he thought, you know what? I finished doing my taxidermy jobs. And I like the look of these three little monkeys, so I'm going to put them in my suitcase because it went through the x-ray machine. And TSA said, what?
You wasn't playing with your monkeys, were you?
Yeah, they were like little simian monkeys, you know, the ones that look like Marcel on Friends.
Yeah, little small ones, yeah.
Yeah, because they fit in a little suitcase.
Man.
So can you imagine? You know, guy yeah. wakes up in the morning. Okay, you know, I got my flight. I got to go to Boston airport. And, you know, so I packed my stuff, secured my little monkeys, my little friends. And then he went to the airport, got through TSA. Well, he didn't get through TSA completely. He went through security. And security says, what the heck?
Yeah,
let's pull him aside.
Can you unzip? We'd like to see your monkey. Yeah. What?
We like to see what's in your suitcase, sir. Come, you know, let's come aside here. Come over here.
Eesh.
Pull you aside. And they said, open your suitcase. And he's like, what? What's the big deal?
It's just my monkey.
I'm a taxidermist. Well, we need to see what's inside.
You're not going to touch my monkey, are you?
So he had the mummified monkeys in there. And eesh. I don't know if he got arrested or what, but, you know, he made headline news again.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So don't be doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, don't play with monkeys.
Yeah, maybe drive to your destination next time. Don't.
Yeah, maybe.
If you know there's x-ray machines, don't put your little buddies in there.
Put your monkey in the trunk and just go.
That's the moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story. Put your monkey in the trunk and go.
So the last one, last story out of UPI.com. And this one will, this is really, really funny. I like this one. So a guy, an older gentleman, a guy had an overdue book for over 60 years, but he says that he could not return it. Now, why could he not return it? I didn't click on it. We're not clicking on it. We're making assumptions. And, you know, he's an older guy because... 60 years old.
Whoa.
Past due book.
He soiled it?
I don't know. Yeah, okay, so he might have soiled it. Maybe he damaged it.
Could be that, too.
Maybe he lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as in like the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
Soiled it, damaged it, and then lost it.
Yeah. What other reasons could he not? First of all, what I would like to know is the librarian who caught that overdue book for 60 years.
Yeah, what is she, like 101?
Probably. She says,
wow.
Oh, I remember that, Sonny.
Yeah, that was 60 years ago. I'm 101. I can't do the math right now, but you know, I was younger.
He was a troublemaker back then in the days, and he hasn't changed a bit.
It was a raunchy book.
Let's get him. Or as in Seinfeld, Bookman.
Yeah, Bookman. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You was a punk then.
You was a punk then. You're still a punk now. Whoa.
Yeah. So I don't know why he couldn't return the book, but he says, I can't return it. I have the... And does he pay? What is the fee?
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yes. 60 years of overdue book.
Yeah, I mean, so normally you'd have, what, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks to return it back? And
yeah.
Then I think, what, maybe a year you'd actually have to pay for it?
Is it a whole year to wait?
I don't know. I'm only guessing.
Yeah.
But even if it was a year and then you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's compounded.
Compounded interest.
Compounded interest, you know, either on a daily or a yearly or a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a lot of cashola.
Yeah, but now it's 60 years. The guy's probably 70, 80 years old.
Yeah.
So what are they going to say? Okay, well, we want you to pay. Oh, okay, I'm going to...
Yeah, who knows?
He croaks right then.
If he even still has the book.
Yeah,
because, you know, let's say if he moved or something a couple times in his life.
But what if he still does have the book and he returns it?
Maybe it's so brittle that when he grabbed it off the shelf, it... You know, pages get really yellow and stuff, you know, brittle and stuff, but that takes like centuries to do.
Yeah, well, it just depends on what kind of paper it was made with. But 60 years ago, that was pretty good paper.
Yeah.
So the paper was just kind of yellowish a little bit if it was actually out in the sun.
Yeah. Maybe his dog got to the book and got chewed up and, you know, got super damaged. That's why he can't return it.
But what if he did have it and it was still in mint condition and he gives it back to him?
But he said in the story, the headline is that he could not return it.
Oh, he could not return it.
Yeah,
okay.
That was the weird warped twist about it.
Oh, he could not return it.
Yeah, he could not return it. Yeah. So my guess is it was damaged.
Yeah.
Or he done lost it.
Mm-hmm.
He forgot where he put it because he's old now.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yep.
He's 70, 80 years old, you know. And then the old librarian says, "You're just lying, Sonny. Don't lie to me."
Which is his wife. That'll be a whole another turn of events right there.
I've been trying to tell him to take that back, but no, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't listen because he can't hear me.
Last 50 years, I've been bitching at him and bitching at him.
Yeah, so that's the end of it, you know. So I want to find out what the fine is. I'm guessing a couple thousand.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot.
And what if it was like a really classic, you know, a classic book?
Yeah, that's worth money now.
Yeah. So he's got to take out his 401k, his retirement, and he's going to go broke after returning and paying the fee.
If he makes it that far.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's like, yeah, sure, I'll pay you.
Poor guy. At least he can die knowing that he, you know, fulfilled a good duty, you know. He paid his debt kind of thing, so.
He probably don't even care.
But it made headline news.
Oh, yeah, of course. They want to prey on the old people. That's what it is.
So that's all the stories I have.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Tune into our next episode of Funny News. It'll probably be in a few weeks because we have other episodes to record and stuff.
Absolutely.
But if you have any funny news for us, send it in. Email me a link, alternativetwistradio@gmail.com. Or send it to me online. You could find me online. Facebook, Alternative Twist Radio. It's a page. And then Instagram is Anne, A-N-N-E, Alternative. And then you could find me on TikTok and Instagram. X. Find
me X,
on,
yeah.
On X. And
Twitter or tweeting or, you know.
Yeah.
Or Tick or.
Yeah, TikTok, you can just tag me on the story, and I'll do a little shout out to you if you send me a story, okay? So have fun. I hope you guys enjoyed. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Phoebe Show on Alternative Twist Radio. If you missed any past episodes, just search the Mike and Phoebe Show or Alternative Twist Radio on any major podcast app.